your net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. That is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. Interest and promotion of amateur radio. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For bulletins or announcements for the net, call KJ4WZM. Okay, so at this time, we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. And then make a call for Echolink Station. Net check-in. Net would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He brings along with him. And for IEI, that's Isla. They're home and Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KF4RVH, JD in Greenville. W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's. KO4RAX, Jim and Dacusville. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. W4MKH, Marshall from Jacksonville, Florida. KO4NNH, that is Fred and Greer. He brings along with him his dad, also named Fred. KI4MRA, also in Greer. 13, including me, and we're going to go ahead and check for Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM. I see or hear any Echolink stations at this time, so we'll go ahead and begin with a regular roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right shoe portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we will go ahead and begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D. Call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, then my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WZM. Season Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Calling the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO is wife Lorena, and KM4. They are home in Piedmont tonight. Next up, we've got W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. KF4DOS, Gary, he brings all of them, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. They're home and easily. Any other stations at Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. To E through H, Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
The Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT, I'm Alton, Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November, and the home QTH is over in Pendleton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
4WZM, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo Echo, KO4HX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Daniel, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling today.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Champ. Thanks.
Before you go, I heard your signal drop out of the end there, right when you gave your location. Are you hanging around tonight or no? I missed it.
Better.
That should work. Negative, negative, and thanks.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He's in Simpsonville also, and we'll both be negative and negative.
A4HNT, that is Alton in Pendleton, KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville, and she brings along with her and her husband Mark, W2MJB. He's also in Simpsonville. Any other stations, E3H, call KJ4WZM. Preliminex, I through L. Call KJ4WZM.
WZM. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I am up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
ZM. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative.
4WZM.
Daniel, please check in.
Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Tequila. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
WVM. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark in Belton. Negative and negative. Good evening.
4WZM. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No round tape.
KK4JFO. That's James up on a mountain in Tuxedo. KO4JKV. That's Duncan in Asheville. KK4JBQ Larry. He brings all of them. KC4MFK. That's his wife, Miss Donna. They're at home in Greer tonight. AF4LV. That is Mark in Belton. And KI4LZI. Andy from Table Rock. Any other stations, I through L. India through Lima. Call KJ4WZM. Stations next. Echolink stations. If you'd like to check into the Bluish commuter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic. I'll be in and out.
KN4RJN, that is John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. We'll go ahead up to Mike through Papa now. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is at the bottom of a mountain somewhere in Zirconia. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also zirconia tonight, and I'll hang around for a comment tonight, Dan. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
It's KF4NUE, that's Chad, and KF4IYP. They are over there in Zirconia, North Carolina. Chad, does that happen to be the place where the fireworks display is going to be?
No, sir, it is not. This is, we're at the old camp Flintlock. My wife used to come here to summer camp years ago. Her aunt and uncle owned it. And they had a camp every summer for, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 years maybe, I don't know. But this lady bought it up in Tennessee, and she's kind of restored the place back to its former days, and she rents it out. So we're reminiscing this week up at Camp Flintlock, so just going to let you know.
What's that? You're so close to James over there in Tuxedo, you could probably do simplex with him on a tenth of a watt. He's straight across the highway from you.
I had to give a shout out to him about 15, 20 minutes before the net. Couldn't get him. So, James, if you out there, happy Independence Day. And I'm up your way. But I'll turn it back over to you, Daniel. I'll hang around for some comments.
Down for comments. Any other stations, Mike, your papa, and your P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
ZM, recheck. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And, yeah, I'll be near the radio.
Go ahead, James.
My room, was someone wanting to speak to me?
KF4NUE, he's across the street from you, pretty much.
Oh, okay, where's he at?
KO4NUE.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I just now rolled back in. I've been out on the mountains around here trying to find a good place to set up my Jeep to do a little 13 colonies, and I actually just rolled back in. I checked in from my Jeep anyway.
We're up here at Camp Flintlock, Green River Road, something like that, on the old Camp Flintlock. We're up here for the whole week, and I know you was up this way. Didn't know how close you were to me, but just going to drop by and say hello, let you, hey, I'm in your area. So if things start going south, you know it's me.
Well, I'm glad you're up this way. Yeah, as the crow flies, we're even a quarter of a mile apart. As the road goes, we're probably 6 or 7 miles. But, yeah, I'm just up the road from you a little ways.
Part of that, James. Well, I just gonna say hello and let you know I'm in the area. You have a nice evening, sir, and I'll turn it back to net.
KK4JFO, turning it back to net.
Pretty funny. Yeah, I know that area pretty well. I've ridden my bicycle up there a whole lot. Alrighty, any other stations? We'll give Mike through Papa one more run through here. I think. Let's see. No. Yeah, Mike through Papa. One more run through for N through P. Call KJ4WZM. Roger Tango Q through T. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert from Joanna. I'll have a little bit of rag tonight. A VNA update part due.
KJ4WZM. Again, KO4QLG. Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima. Golf, Chris, I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Lucky 4 SRR, that's Robert and Joanna. Robert, I got you marked down for comment. And KO4 QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Any other stations? Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM. Um, We'll try Uniform 3 Zulu next, U3Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
WZM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Jim, Greenville, negative and negative.
Control. Again, Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Recognize KO4QLG. That is. Wait, I think I already got him. Anyways, that's Chris in Liberty. Sorry if I recognized you twice, Chris. I don't remember if I already had or not. Next up, I have K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. KO4YHY. That is Jim in Greenville. And W4WOZ, Rod from the land of Waz. Any other stations, Uniform 3 Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZ. Alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, West Greenville County, be native and native, 7-3, you're on the net.
K4WZM. Again, K1CJW is Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey, rolling in pickets, negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
By telephone relay, I have KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan Greenville. I have WG4MC, that's Matt in Western Greenville County, and K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in, I think, Lawrence right now. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
KO4NUE. Daniel, scratch me off the list for comments. All the family's coming in, getting ready to bed down. I got the radio here in the middle of the cabin, so I'm gonna shut it down.
I'll catch you later. KO4NUE, KJ4WZ, M73s, and good night to you. That's N1XRR. That is Michael and Lawrence. Michael, you've got a good radio setup coming in from Lawrence at full quieting.
5/8 wave on my roof is doing well. Thank you. Back to you.
I'm going to make one last call before I go over to comments. Have I missed anyone for check-ins? A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM. Right. Doesn't sound like I got anybody, so we'll go ahead over to... the rag shoe portion. This is KJ4WZM now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We will now begin the rag shoe portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag shoes. R, Robert, looks like you're first up. Call KJ4WZM.
Control, this is a KD4SRR. Just a little update on the VNA that I have, which is a version S, as in Sam Alpha Alpha 2 version. I haven't been able to find the link to the firmware. Well, let's change that. Found the link, it's dead. So not able to do a firmware upgrade on it. So I've charged it up. I did get it to calibrate. I went to the Smoking Ape. And there's another gentleman that did one about a year ago, and I don't have it up on my screen right now, but he also has a very simple, straightforward way to use it. Well, I went through the steps, to do the open, of calibration, that is. I did the open, the dead short, and the load. And everything was hunky-dory. I set it for the frequency range of 100 megahertz to 500 megahertz. Hooked it up to an antenna with absolutely nothing else, and it went nuts. It was just all over the place. So I shut it down, I disconnect the antenna, and I find out that it's communicating with itself between terminals. And if any of y'all have ever seen one of these, if you want to just use it in simple mode, you have a zero terminal and you have S1 terminal. Nothing on S1, everything just on S0. But even disconnected from everything, it's a mess. It's just goofing up all over the place. So it looks like it's going to be a return. So that's pretty much my update on that. You get a lemon, I guess. They're powerful little devices, but if you get a bad one, well, there's nothing you can do about it. That's pretty much it. If anybody else knows a place to download firmware, please share a link with us. And like I said, this is a VNA Nano Sierra Alpha Alpha version 2. Thanks, and back to net control. This is KD4SRR clear.
That thing sounds like it is a mess. Hopefully when you are able to get a new one, that'll fix that situation. But as far as firmware and software and all that stuff goes, that reminds me of a problem. It's not really a big problem, but a small problem that I would like to get resolved on my end on one of my radios. And I would like to find someone who has a computer and the software for unlocking my Anytone D878UV radio. This is the newest generation of it. It's the UV 2 plus or whatever it is, or 3 plus, I can't remember. But it's the newest version of it. It's got the green button on top. But I'd like to get the radio unlocked.
Our question to Net. What will that do once it's unlocked?
It unlocks it for both transmit and receive from 136 through 174 megahertz, as well as the 220 band, which is actually a legal MAM band. That radio is set up in the hardware to be able to use 220, but it's invisible until you unlock it. It will not go over to 220 band. So you can use it on 220, but it's got to be unlocked for that. And then on 70 centimeters, it unlocks it from, I think, 400 through 470 or 480, something like that, megahertz. It unlocks it for the GMRS band as well as the the 70 centimeter band. And I have my GMRS license, so I can use those frequencies on that power output, but the radio won't do it. It's listen only, so until it gets unlocked, I can't do that.
That radio also act as a repeater in case you have a handy talkie in the woods and you have it set up in the mobile, in the truck or whatever.
The crossband repeat radio or not, I don't know. Not sure on that. I know it's a HT and it has one antenna, and you have to do transmit and receive at the same time, so I do believe that would normally require two antennas. Most mobile radios that have two antennas are set up to be able to do that crossband repeat stuff, at least the newer ones, but this being a handheld with one antenna, I would doubt that it can transmit at the same time due to complications of signals going in and out of the radio at the same time.
KD4SRR, back to net control.
I would like to get my hands on a crossband repeat radio, but I don't have one yet. I know that I don't own one. So I'll just have to cross that bridge when I come to it, I guess. But anyways, thanks for hanging around for comments. You got any more, or are you done for the night?
me, just a reminder, are we going to try for the 100-plus check-ins tomorrow night on July the 4th?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Some of your friends, folks, I've got a couple in Columbia, KQ4JR, who has been silent for a long time. Well, latent would be a better word. Silent sounds so final. But I'm trying to get Clint back on here. He was the one that introduced me to this hobby. And then another friend who's a pilot and a first-class engineer, also was a technician and head of lights and sound at the University of South Carolina, Harry Booz. B-O-U-S, and it stands for Booz Borellis. So quite an interesting character, and we're going to try to get him to check in. On my end, those are the two I can wrangle, but I've also told some folks on the other nets if they can, at least do Echolink. So anyway, everybody does a part, we'll have a buku, a lot of people talking tomorrow night.
I know they pulled it off. They've been shooting for about 100 check-ins for all the Monday nights of July. The first time they did it, I think they stay at least in the 90s when they do this, but I think they've exceeded 100 twice. They may have met 100 one night and exceeded it on another. But I do believe last year they got two nights out of the I think it was four Monday nights in July. They met or exceeded their 100 check-ins. It's been done. And back when I got licensed in 2010, an average net control night was 80 check-ins, and now it's 50. So, and it was actually worse around 2019, 2020. It was around 35 check-ins was normal. So we're coming up now. I've had a few that have hit right around 70 inside of the past year or so. 67-ish, somewhere around there has been my upper numbers. But most of the time I hit 50 or more. Last night, I do believe I had 57. But tonight, I am low on check-ins. Let's see, I'll give you the number in a second. I'm at 43 check-ins so far, including you. KJ4WZM.
Optic people are blowing up stuff right now, so, you know, I guess it's a seasonal thing.
I'm boom right now, and I kind of understand why my check-ins are low. So, I suppose that's about all that's new on this end.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW, negative, negative.
WD8RON, that is Ed in Brevard, K4ROW, Richard in Slaptown. Any other stations, A through Z? Haven't missed anyone for check-ins or comments. Call KJ4WZM.
Control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. I'm out in Duncan this evening. I'll be negative and negative.
Hang real quick. I don't remember it.
It's Daniel. My apologies.
You said you're in Duncan?
Yeah, I'm in Duncan this evening. Home is in Woodruff, though. Over.
I got you marked down. Have a safe trip down 101. I know that stretch of road real well, unfortunately.
It's K4ROW. Richard in Slaptown is KK4FTU. This is Richard in Greenville.
I'm sorry about that. I'm getting that fixed.
Okay. He's a good man. I hadn't heard anything from him in a while, but maybe he'll check in.
For absolutely forever. No lie.
The mayor of Slapdown.
They got like a full pump gas station and a Dollar General there. That's it. Oh, and a church. Slaptown Baptist, I think.
One time I read a book about Slaptown. I can't remember the name of it now. It's kind of interesting to know some history of the place.
Where it got its name from. I ride through there and it's not... It's kind of sort of flat, but it's not like it's a great big flat area. And Slaptown would make me think that it's kind of a flat area inside of a hilly area, but it's not really that at all. There's plenty of hills through there, along with now they have a low-weight bridge marked there. Very close to Slab Bridge at 88.
Slaptown part of it came from... slabs cutting trees. And I can't remember it all right now.
Quite a thriving metropolis down there.
I got a cousin that lives there. I'm sure he and Richard are probably neighbors. Because Slaptown's kind of the size of everybody's your neighbor.
That's for sure. At least Pumpkin Town's got a four-way stop. Slaptown ain't got that.
Good day.
Richard's call sign is again. I'm going to try to figure out a way to keep y'all straight.
KK4FTU. Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
Right. I'll try to remember that somehow. My memory, as far as short term goes, is like a spaghetti stringer. But once it makes it into a long term memory, it's there to stay forever. I don't unforget things from long term. I forget things from long term. I do not unremember them.
Hey, Control, I got a little bit of history on Slaptown here.
4WZM.
84SRR. So the name of the article is Slaptown, a community that gave its existence for the United States. And anyway, there's a big according to this, it had something to do with a battlefield. But one reason it's kind of confusing how that article goes, but Slaptown, South Carolina was called Slaptown after the piles of wood at George Wheedler's lumber mill on Northwest Northrop Street starting in the 1870s. So that's where it got its name. It's in the middle of the, let's see, in Anderson County, and in the middle of the night on February 22nd, 1873, a flour mill and a sawmill owned by George Washington Rankin in Anderson County, South Carolina, was sprinkled with spirits of turpentine or turpentine and burned to the ground. And it's had quite a history. Y'all can look it up, Google it. There's a whole lot of stories, and somewhere, one of them's got to be true. This is KD4SRR clear.
Definitely look that up now. Sounds very interesting. I'm very interested in history type stuff. So that'll give me something to look at tonight. KJ4WZM. And have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? I don't hear any. I'm going to go ahead and start filling out my net report. At this time, I have 46 check-ins.
And I've got one more check-in. It's KJ4CTD Wyatt, and he's in Blue Ridge. So 47 tonight. For WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge internet with their thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night.